Dan, you want to come up here and lead us in communion? It
says in Colossians, "For in him, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." We still walk away from this place going, "God, why can't I just go through church not having a rotten idea about somebody or still carrying some mixed up idea in our head that we were ticked with what happened to us?" We have such a hard time. And Christ took care of that hard time for us, because we all have a rough time feeling like we're close to God. We go to church because we think, "I've got to first get my head straight and look a certain way to people, and then God will like me, and then God will pour out his greatness on me." It's not like that. We're sinners. Pretty good model, huh? Looks good. Acts well in front of people. But doggone, what goes on in here is a pain in the keister sometimes. Thank God that he had a plan of salvation for us. Thank God it didn't depend on us reaching a certain level before we could receive it. He offers it to us every day. Through us to others, from others to us. He gives us a salvation that we don't deserve, but doggone it, he is willing to just pour out onto us this greatness, this holiness, this thing that we cannot do by ourselves. Jesus Christ provided it by hanging on the cross for us. In Colossians, to me, it talks about it, and you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. God's able to do that. I don't care how you feel about yourself today or what you've gone through during the week or things that happen with your wedding or your marriage or whatever it might be. These things God works on. He takes care of the heart in growing us up and maturing us. Today we're going to receive communion. I just want you to remember, take time, lay your misdeeds before God, your things that you're not particularly proud of, lay it before him. Say, "Thank you for your hanging on the cross for me, for dying for my sins, for being the one that makes me whole." Has nothing to do with gifts or talents. It all has to do with his free gift of his salvation to us through Jesus Christ. Folks, we're going to pass out the elements. Would you come forward, please? Jesus gave us communion for us to remember him by. And I'm glad he kept it simple and very direct, with the idea that he was the one, through his body and blood, saved us. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took his cup, the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant. It is in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for this act that helps us to straighten ourselves up, to come before you and say, Lord Jesus, in your blood and through your body, you forgave my sin. You wash me clean each day. I can come before you and proclaim or confess anything. And you hear it and you wash us clean. And you give us the reminder how the apostles said, we're getting ready to leave him high and dry in the garden. And you said you were forgiving them already. I'm amazed at that. But thank you for what you give us each day. Thank you for this remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, have a great day. Merry Christmas.